For the first time in Australia, Indigenous women from around the world are meeting this week to talk about domestic violence in their communities. The shocking rates of domestic violence in Aboriginal families are mirrored in communities in New Zealand and North America. A global Indigenous domestic violence conference in Cairns has heard that Indigenous victims won't speak up unless support services are run by their own people. Bridget Brennan reports.
Aboriginal women are 35 times more likely to be hospitalised with a domestic violence injury than other Australian women. Domestic violence workers say nothing is changing.
I have been working in this area for 12 years and I just cannot see that things are getting better for Aboriginal women. You know, we're constantly fighting to make sure that our organisations are properly resourced so that issues can be addressed.
Antoinette Braybrook is Chief Executive of the Aboriginal Family Violence Prevention and Legal Service in Victoria. In Cairns, she's meeting with women from New Zealand, Canada and the United States. They're all struggling to deal with the high levels of violence in their own Indigenous communities.
We see the devastation that violence is causing in our communities, and we're all on the same page with what needs to be done. We just need some backing from our government, and we also need to all stand together on these issues.
Family violence is also affecting Maori women in New Zealand. Susan Nawati Osborne works at the Maori Women's Service, the Tuwahani Trust in Auckland.
What we can say is that our women in particular suffer at the hands of violent men, and I think more so from men who are not from the same culture.
She says Maori women are reluctant to report domestic violence, but they're having success with programs run by Maori people.
It is the proven pathway to creating healthy communities.
From Auckland to Arizona, American social services worker Laura Horsley points out that violence against Indigenous women is systemic.
It's really interesting to see how similar, even though we come from very different places and very different populations, it's interesting to see how many people are struggling with the same barriers and the same successes and the same types of issues that we're trying to address.
She's been speaking in Cairns about her domestic violence service in Phoenix, which takes support workers into rural communities.
The Native American population is also scattered in and amongst most of those communities that we provide services in. And so our goal is to put an advocate that is well-versed and well-trained in that particular culture as the person that goes out to deliver those services.
It's a view shared by Antoinette Braybrook from Victoria's Aboriginal Family Violence Prevention Service. She believes the challenge is to build trust.
Aboriginal people need to be able to do this our way. We don't need strategies imposed on us. And it's about time that we were given that opportunity to make sure that, you know, this violence against our women in our communities is stopped.
Victorian Aboriginal woman Antoinette Braybrook, ending Bridget Brennan's report.